Patient name, Paul Wayne Jones Jr., date 1-21-2013, date of birth 3-8-1964, age 48, referring physician, Division of Family Service for the state of Missouri, period. New paragraph, chief complaint, patient was referred for disability evaluation and report, period. Patient was interviewed and the medical records that were forwarded were also reviewed, period. Patient is having the following medical problems, period. Problem number one, history of gouty arthritis affecting the ankles and the knees and lately the wrist joints, period. Patient is being maintained on medications for this and his uric acid is within the normal range, period. Patient anyhow continued to have mild episodes of gouty arthritis and at the time of the visit it is mainly in the hands, but he is able to work with his hands even with those episodes and the attacks lasting 1 to 2 days only, period. Initially the episodes were lasting up to 1 week, but with the treatment there is significant improvement, period. Patient has no difficulty with walking and he is independent in the activity of the living, period. Patient also has no difficulty with working with his hands, period. Patient mentioned that he lives with his father and he helps his father who suffers from COPD and he does most of the cooking and the housework and sometimes he drives his father to the stores and to the doctor's, period. Problem number two, history of scoliosis of the back since childhood, period. There is mild lower backache, but this is not interfering with his walking, period. The patient is not taking any medicines for this, period. Problem number three, history of mild osteoarthritis complicating the above and contributing to the mild pains and aches that he has every now and then in his hands at the thumb region and maybe in the knees, period. New paragraph, allergies unknown, period. New paragraph, medical diseases, history of gouty arthritis, osteoarthritis and scoliosis and history of hyperlipidemia, period. New paragraph, surgical operations non-major, but he had laceration of the left hand at the thumb area in 1975 that was sutured with good results, period. New paragraph, medications Uloric, U-L-O-R-I-C, 80 milligram, 1 daily, Colcris, 0.6 milligram, twice a day, for the gouty arthritis, and at one time he was on Lobid, twice a day for hyperlipidemia, but according to him, he is unable to afford this medicine, period. New paragraph, occupational history, worked as a forklift operator till January 2011 and according to him he was asked to leave because he is unable to do his work in a satisfactory condition, period. New paragraph, family and social history, alcohol drinking none, cigarettes smoking none, no history of illicit drugs, period. Father living, age 67 with COPD. Mother died at the age of 49 with history of ovarian cancer, period. New paragraph, review of systems, macro 6, period. New paragraph, physical exam, general condition, well developed white male, did not appear to be in acute distress. he was ambulating in the office without any apparent pain and without any assistive devices. Period. He has no difficulty in sitting and getting up from the sitting position and dressing himself for the examination period. New paragraph. Visual acuity, both eyes without glasses, 20 over 25. Right, 20 over 25, left of 20 over 25, and the patient has no difficulty in reading normal size print period. New paragraph, macro 1, macro 2, and macro 3 period. New paragraph, musculoskeletal exam showed the following period. First, both hands showed mild tenderness at the first MCB joint period. Patient hand function anyhow is well maintained and he can make a good hand grip as well as the finger function was well maintained period. Second, elbows were normal to examination period. Third, shoulders were normal to examination period. Five, feet and ankles did not show any active inflammation period. Five, knees were normal to examination without heat, swelling or tenderness period. Six, hip joints were normal to examination period. Seven, examination of the cervical, dorsal and lumbosacral spine was normal period. There was very mild scoliosis of around 5 degrees with convexity to the left of the dorsal spine, but does not appear to interfere with his function period. 8. The hand function appears to be well maintained and the patient is able to make a good hand grip bilateral period. 9. The gait appeared normal without an assistive devices period. 10. Muscle strength in the upper and the lower extremities appeared normal period. New paragraph, lab work. CMB showed normal kidney function with PN of 17, creatinine 1.44, sodium 142, potassium 4.5, uric acid was 5, CBC showed WBC of 6.8, hemoglobin 15.7, hematocrit 45.8, platelet count 227,000, period, rheumatoid factor was negative and CCB antibodies were negative period. Assessment and impression, first, history of gouty arthritis with mild flare-up of symptoms once every month or so, lasting 1 to 2 days, that does not appear to interfere with his function period. Second, mild osteoarthritis at the first MCB joint of the hands without interfering with the hand function period. Third, mild scoliosis of the dorsal spine that does not appear to be symptomatic and is not interfering with his function period. New paragraph. Thank you for this referral. Copy to Division of Family Service for the state of Missouri period. Ali J. Abulibda, MD, period, Missouri license R8B94, period, expiration date January 31, 2014, period end.